Shalom Chevra, I have the following question. What's one skill that exponentially impacts the success of the student, the teacher, the father, the spouse, the head counselor, and the CEO? But the answer is not my own. The answer is the skill of being a good listener. From Shemei Amosif, we learned that there are four reasons how being a good listener is crucial for Kinyan Torah. The first is from the Medrash Shmuel, who explains Shemei Amosif means that we have to listen and converse. He says, don't just listen to what your Rebbe says, add your own ideas to the discussion. It's like the famous recording of the Rav, where he said that Torah is an intergenerational conversation. When you learn a sugya, when we learn Gemara, Rishonim, Ravina walks into the room, and then the Rajba, and then Rekiva Eger. But part of being in the room is not just being passive participants, we need to contribute to the conversation. Now, obviously, a prerequisite is that we have to listen hard enough and think long enough about what they're saying in order to add something of value to the conversation. And that leads us to Rashi, who explains that Shomei Amosif means that we have to listen in order to build. Rashi says that Shomei Amosif means we listen and add to without undermining or contradicting our Bam. Adding to something means using something that exists already in order to build further. Like Rav Schechter says in Mikvei Hatzon, that we don't just throw away what our Rebbeim said and come up with brand new ideas. We need to take in their thought, then digest, and then build on what they say, to be mosif. In some disciplines, the way that you get a name is by showing how everything that came before was wrong, and that now we have it right. But Torah doesn't work this way. We are shomea u'mosif. We listen and then build on what we have from before. And that leads us to what Rav Moshe Amos Nino explains, that shomea u'mosif means that we have to listen in order to engage. It's a message to people in leadership roles. If the boss speaks first, people who are of lesser status are going to be too intimidated to speak. So what Rav Moshe Amos Nino explains is that we have to listen to what others have to say, and then we add on. In Sanhedrin, we have this concept where we say poskim and tzedakim, but this is wisdom for all areas, especially Torah. We have to realize it's not all about our own ideas. It's about involving others in the conversation. When people are truly invested in a mission, they don't just want everything for themselves. They want to involve as many people as possible. If I scare off others from being involved in sharing their ideas, I have to ask myself, am I interested in the mission or am I interested in myself? And who knows? Maybe bringing fresh people to the table will bring fresh ideas to the table that I didn't consider. And that leads us to the Tiferes Yisrael, who explains that Shomei Amosif means that we have to listen in order to improve. He says the Rebbe should listen to Talmidim as a gauge to see if he's getting through. It's so easy for any confident, intelligent person to be too conceited to hear others out, to accept critique and adjust. But what the Tiferes Yisrael explains is that if I explain a Gemara and a Talmud doesn't understand, the fault might be the Talmud's, but it's also possible that the fault is in my explanation. I have nothing to lose by rethinking my methods, by elaborating and elucidating more. And it's an idea that's applicable to any area. A common denominator among successful people is possessing the humility and the work ethic to seek feedback in order to improve. For an NBA player to master the game, he needed a coach who was screaming in his ear that his shot was off, that his form was off, and instead of crying himself to sleep or rejecting the coach's points, he took the critique to heart, he went back to the court, and he worked on his weaknesses. So we need to remember that number one, we listen and then contribute to the Torah conversation our own ideas. That number two, that we listen in order to build on what our Rebbeim have said. That number three, we need to listen in order to engage others in the Torah conversation. And that number four, we need to listen in order to get feedback for how to improve and how to grow.